You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Lakers lose to the Warriors 115-113, the final score. Lakers drop to 11-4 on the season. The Golden State Warriors now game above 500. They're at 7-6. A little bit of a surprise here right now to be talking about a Lakers loss. I'm sure every Laker fan out there not too happy with that second half performance for the Lakers. I mentioned a little bit earlier, 67 points given up by the Lakers in the second half alone. So obviously a game where you're up 16 at the half, you have a 64-48 lead. You're the Lakers. You're a team that's obviously favored to go back-to-back. You got LeBron James and Anthony Davis, an incredible amount of talent after LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and you've really kind of pulled your weight this year so far on the defensive side. Certainly these last four games, Lakers have been amazing defensively, but defense is where the Lakers collapsed tonight. You gave a team just enough hope to survive, and at the end, a couple of these players, Draymond Green with a very awkward-looking left-handed shot, Steph Curry with a three, couple free throws, and the Lakers had a chance at the end for LeBron to take a 28-footer or whatever it was, but that shot falls or it doesn't fall. I mean, you know, if it falls, you escape with a win. If you don't, you just kind of, you know, sit back and say, okay, well, we probably didn't deserve to win that game, and a Lakers team that's played so well this season, it is a little bit more of a surprise to be having this type of conversation. So this is what we'll do, 877-710-ESPN. I'm not too accustomed to talking about Laker losses this season. That's how good the Lakers have been this year. But at least for tonight, that's where we are. Lakers lose to the Golden State Warriors. So if you want to give us your thoughts on what you thought of the Lakers' performance, specifically that second half, feel free to chime in. And I'm getting it all on Twitter. I'm getting that sometimes, you know, this could be a good thing that the Lakers snap that winning streak. They go on that seven-game road trip, and they'll figure it out from there. And then I'm also getting that the sky is falling. So, as you can tell, Twitter is the place to do that. So feel free to give us your thoughts. At Alan Sliwa, or go to at ESPN Los Angeles. Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. I'm personally very curious to get his thoughts on the loss. And what he noticed in that second half that changed the entire outcome of the game. Here's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the 115-113 loss to the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, Frank, what did you think happened tonight?
We got outplayed in the second half. Simplest way to put it. You know, we didn't defend at the rate that we've been the last few games or that we did in the first half. You know, they downsized with the second unit, gave us some problems. You know, and then offensively, we got hesitant, tried to overpass a few different times, and, you know, we didn't have a great offensive fourth quarter to try to close things out.
Just that final sequence there, after you get the rebound, what was your thinking? And sometimes, of course, you get a good shot if you go down and don't call the timeout, but how did that play evolve, and what were you seeing before you finally got one?
Yeah, we had a chance to attack in transition before their defense was set. We wanted to look at that. When it was clear that we weren't going to get a great look in transition, we called a timeout, and you know, we got a decent look with Bron, you know, coming up to gut.
Dave,
Frank, you were teed up for your reaction to Schroeder getting pushed to the ground or taking contact and falling to the ground. And then there's that sequence where LeBron was called for a travel and then Draymond scored in the lane and some of the guys were calling for a travel. How much do you think the officiating affected tonight's outcome?
I don't have anything to say about the officiating.
Dan?
Frank, how did you feel about kind of just the overall late game organization? It seemed like you guys had a little of a hard time to kind of get in and out of stuff.
We got hesitant, you know, and you know, that's an area, you know, it's an early game in a season. that you watch that and it's an opportunity to learn from it. You know, we, like I said, we just got hesitant on the offensive end, a little casual. You know, I'd say it's at certain points in the game, which you can't do with a lead against a team like that that has great firepower. And, you know, their pressure was decent. I thought most offensive possessions we were organized, but, you know, like I said, we either hesitant or overpassed and, you know, has had a lot of lost possessions in the fourth.
Kyle?
Frank, obviously, you know, you guys are on the winning streak. Your last four games have been blowouts. Do you feel like, you know, perhaps you can maybe take a little complacency from that and that might have contributed to what happened today?
No, I think if we came out sluggish, we could say that. I thought we came out with great energy, built up a big early lead. We just didn't sustain it. You know, just one of those lessons that we can learn from.
Last two, Bill.
Kyle kind of asked my question, but I guess could you speak a little bit more about the lesson of complacency and take your foot off the gas, and how can you apply that in a season when you are going to have a target on your back the rest of the way?
Well, yeah, it's a 48-minute game. You know, our guys understand that. And you know, sometimes if you do it and you don't take a loss, you don't learn a lesson. So, you know, hopefully our guys will learn that lesson from this game. You know, it wasn't all complacency. I mean, you credit the Warriors. We didn't handle, you know, what we felt were some bad calls. We let it distract our focus some. And, you know, like I said, offensively, look, we've been really passing the ball well and trusting the pass. And there's a few possessions. We had great possessions where the guy didn't take the shot because he was thinking one more. So, you know, those are good problems. And, you know, we'll go to the tape and correct it.
Jovan.
Hey, Frank, you mentioned that yesterday you guys spent a lot of time going over the intricacies of defending Steph. How did you feel you did in that regard tonight, and maybe breaking it down first half or second half?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll have to look at the tape. He's got the ball the whole game, you know, so there was plenty of good defensive possessions, you know, plenty where we had breakdowns, either sending them to the screen or you know, protecting the rim when we took the ball out of his hands, you know, but overall we just didn't contain the ball like we're capable of. We turned the ball over too much offensively, which let them get out and transition some, and just wasn't good enough tonight.
We got one follow-up from Dan.
Frank, you guys probably won't play very many games this year where neither LeBron or AD failed to score 20 points. What did you just see from those guys on that end, and why weren't either of them able to kind of get going?
Yeah, I thought they had good games. I feel like our group just didn't have a great rhythm in the second half, you know, for whatever reason. Well, like I said, we'll look at the game tape, we'll learn from it, and, you know, be better next game.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel right there. 115-113, the final score. So a couple things stand out from what Coach was talking about. Of course, outplayed in the second half, he mentioned. The Warriors went small for the most part on the Lakers, and Lakers just didn't do a good enough job adjusting to that. I thought a couple other things stood out. First of all, he said he has nothing to say about the officiating, which usually tells you that he probably wasn't crazy about the officiating. But he said that the team got hesitant. I think that's such a great point because, you know, if you're watching the game, nobody loves extra passing. You know, we always talk about Kuzma, make the extra pass, make the right play. But the Lakers had a few possessions tonight where they were overpassing. It's like nobody was taking the shot. And by the time another player got the ball, I just remember one possession specifically. LeBron got it on the wing after the ball was passed four or five times. I think he was upset at KCP for not taking the shot, and LeBron had traveled. Shot clock was running down. Lakers had a few instances like that where, you know, they're not accustomed to maybe a close game where they're actually losing or they probably have an opportunity to lose. And I don't think the Lakers executed. Let's just say I don't think they executed offensively or defensively very well to close out the game. Okay, I know we got a ton of people that want to talk about the game. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Plus, I got a few different tweets that I'll read off Lakers thoughts. Laker fans are everywhere tonight. They're everywhere. Some of them feel everything's going to be okay. Others feel like the season's going to end. We don't have many losses to work with, so we don't have too much experience on this one. Lakers lose to the Warriors, 115-113 the final. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. We appreciate you guys tuning in.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here is Draymond Green. Down to Kelly Oubre, down low to Paschal. He's right in front of the rim, and it's blocked by Anthony Davis beautifully. Davis into the front court. Davis still dribbling. Right corner, Caruso. Three-pointer by Caruso is perfect. Alex shooting 58% from three, and he's...
All right, that was in the first half. Lakers played some defense in the first half. Not as much defense in the second half. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com. Adriana's Insurance. More options, no contracts, just savings. Lakers lose 115-113, the final score. I will say defensively for the Lakers, ended up with 6 steals and 5 block shots. The Golden State Warriors, 8 steals and 3 block shots. Read off a couple tweets here, and I'm going to take a few phone calls. All right. K. Jeff on Twitter says, everyone acting like the sky is falling. Off night, they happen. Can't stay flat on the gas every game, especially with the short offseason. They're going to have some bad games, more as they near the halfway point and fatigue really starts to grind. So, listen, there's two ways to look at tonight's game. One way is to look at it in a very positive way, like Jeff is here on Twitter. Another way to look at it, and I'll probably fall more along these lines, handle your business. I mean, I don't know what more to say. Stay interested in 48 minutes. The Lakers didn't. This is too good of a team. Do you get losses like this in the season? Absolutely you do. But that doesn't mean that you can't critique the Lakers. If we're going to compliment them as much as we compliment them, and they deserve the compliments, it doesn't mean that you can't criticize them when they give up 67 points against a Golden State Warriors team where I'm looking up and down the roster, there's not that much talent. I mean, it doesn't mean that guys aren't trying. It doesn't mean that guys aren't going to put in the effort, because certainly for the Golden State Warriors, that was the case tonight. They figured behind Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and Draymond Green, just play for 48 minutes. Let's see how this thing plays out. Lakers looked incredibly disinterested in the second half. Is the world going to end? It is absolutely not. The Lakers will be fine. And to start the season off 11-4, 15 games in, even though 12-3 sounds a lot better, they still got the best record in the NBA in the Western Conference. But these are games like this that you don't want to see the Lakers slip away, and tonight they slipped away. All right, let's go to David in L.A. David, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan. So first of all, I completely agree with everything you're saying. Like, I'm not going to overreact about this game. It was just a fluke. But I want to say, like, something that I've noticed throughout the season, like, Rondo would get AD the ball in, like, perfect spots, throw him lobs, everything, get him involved. Same thing with LeBron, even last year. But this year, Dennis Schroeder just has the ball too much in his hands, more than AD, and he's not even getting in the ball, like, any lobs or anything like that. AD's just taking follow-away jumpers and, like, having to work everything really hard on himself. So that's number one that I don't like. And number two, I want Vogel to tighten his rotations. Like, he needs to stop going 12-man deep.
Yeah, we by the way, we haven't seen Taylor in the last couple of games. Yeah, THC got into that. Let me go to the – I think that's actually – and LeBron – AD just demanding the ball. By the way, AD seems like he's the nicest guy in the world, and I don't know if that's his personality, but there are times you just want to see him. How can the Golden State Warriors, with their lack of size, try to stop Anthony Davis? It's just no answer. AD had 17 rebounds tonight. 17 rebounds. He didn't pull 17 boards because he's playing seven-footers. He pulled 17 boards because everybody's undersized that's trying to guard him, and a lot of those rebounds are coming off the offensive glass. What I would have liked to seen the Lakers do, and I will go back to this. I don't think the Lakers, you know, I mentioned this earlier. I don't think they lost the game because they didn't score enough points. First of all, don't miss 9 free throws, and you're probably putting yourself in a much better position to, you know, obviously win the game. If AD is settling, if I'm on defense and AD's settling for jumpers, I'm doing the sign of the cross and saying I'll take my chances. It's not that AD can't hit those shots. It's simply because AD is such a good player that there's no really answer for him or a way to stop him. But with all that being said, I have a difficult time talking about the Lakers on offense tonight because it's the defense that lost them the game. All right, one more call here. James in New Jersey. James, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, bud.
Alan, this is my third call about the song. When is this man going to get 10 points? Please, just 10 points once. Would the Lakers consider trading for Jared Allen, a three-way trade if they have to, or get McKee back from the Cleveland Cavaliers with a second-round pick or something like that? Because Gasol's not going to get it. His age is showing. He's terrible. He passes the ball when he doesn't have to, when nobody within 10 feet of him. I'm sick of looking at it. I really am. If he can get 10 points, 12 points a game from this joker, the whole thing changes.
Appreciate you calling in. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to go back to this, and it's not like, you know, Gasol has looked like the Marc Gasol from the Memphis Grizzlies by any stretch of the imagination. But at the same time, Lakers are not losing because Gasol's not. First of all, Lakers aren't losing very often, period. But they're also definitely not losing because he's not putting up 10 or 12 points a game. Gasol putting up 10 or 12 points is not going to change the outcome of a Lakers game. There were a couple games where I was pointing out how Marc Gasol was doing on the defensive side. Tonight really didn't have impact, and a lot of that had to do with the Golden State Warriors going small and Lakers just not capitalizing. By the way, if a team goes small on the Lakers and AD gets to play predominantly the five, and I know Markieff Morris and Montrezl Harrell, these get playing time, and to play that center spot, it, that I think still from the field, 15 minutes, had 5 rebounds in his. Was he able to just go back to it because Gasol lose tonight? Because Beto831 says, Lakers got lazy and never found interest in game until the last few seconds, shaking my head, playing down to competition again. By the way, there's no better way to explain it. That's the absolute truth. You know, and it kind of does go back to this. I talked about this at halftime. At halftime, Lakers were up 16, and I was being very positive and just saying, hey, you know what, get this lead up to 20, 24, 26 points. Now all of a sudden you put yourself in a position where LeBron, Anthony Davis, maybe get a little bit of rest. You got 2 days off. You're going to do some traveling. You got this long road trip coming up. All those are going to be kind of great factors. They're going to be key for you, and that wasn't the case. And disinterested is the best way to put it. Lakers aren't worried about losing to the Golden State Warriors, and they certainly didn't have that concern tonight, and it showed. The Warriors are a team that's fighting. They're going to battle to just try and make a playoff spot this year. Michael and I were talking about this in the pregame show, what he thought about the chances of the Golden State Warriors making the playoffs. If they're going to be in the mix, they're going to hover around 500. They'll get some good wins here and there. They'll get some bad losses here and there. They'll play for 48 minutes because they're playing for an opportunity to get to the postseason. Lakers have the luxury of not having to do that. Okay, one more tweet here. Classified on Twitter says too much perimeter passing. Nobody wanted to shoot. That part is very true, and Coach mentioned that as well. Okay, let's do this when we come back. We'll take more of your phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. Plus, we'll get a chance to hear from Kyle Kuzma, who Kuz, by the way, 2 straight games, double figures on the rebound side of things. So he had 13 rebounds in the game against the Pelicans, another 10 rebounds tonight. We'll hear from Kuz coming up next. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
115-113, the final score. The Golden State Warriors come to L.A. It's the fourth loss for the Lakers. How about this? Lakers have not lost on the road yet this year, and they've lost four games here at Staples Center. So all four losses for the Lakers this year has been at Staples Center. 115-113, the final score. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956, Vista Paint. So points in the paint tonight. Lakers had a big advantage, I remember, at halftime. 58-56 was the advantage down low for the Lakers inside the paint. 58-56. That should not even be close. And that's not even just because you're playing the Golden State Warriors. It's because the Lakers with Montrezl Harrell and Anthony Davis, even Marc Gasol in the mix, LeBron get to the basket a lot. That should be a stat that the Lakers always excel in. They didn't tonight. Interesting stat here before we go to Kyle Kuzma. So ESPN Stats and Info put out a tweet. The Lakers' 19-point blown lead is their largest in any game which LeBron James has played. So certainly we're not accustomed to this by any stretch of the imagination. Kuz tonight ended up in the loss, ended up with 15 points and 10 rebounds. I mentioned this is two straight games for Kuz with double digits from a rebound perspective. Here's Kyle Kuzma on the two-point loss to the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, Kyle, you guys were up 17 early in that third quarter. What are some of the things, what are some of the reasons that you saw for you guys losing the game tonight?
Sense of urgency. I think that's the biggest thing that really happened from a team perspective. You know, anytime having a lead going up 17, 20, you kind of always, I wouldn't say always, but there's an area where you can, you know, take your foot off the gas, and that's kind of what we did, and stopped scoring and stopped defending first section, and they got back in the game.
Yeah, you mentioned the defense. You guys came in as a top-rated defense in the entire league, but tonight, especially in that second half, he gave up, I believe it was 67 points, and guys like Eric Paschal kind of kept getting it through the defense and scoring on layups. Did you kind of see the same thing too?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to, you know, downgrade someone like him because he's a good player, obviously, a young player. But, you know, they just had a lot of different opportunities to score. You know, we just put our foot off the gas, rotation, missing rotations, allowing people to get behind the defense and score like you kind of just did. And, Steph hit a couple shots. Oubre had a few layups, you know. It happens. You know, it's a long season. You know, it's kind of hard to keep that sense of urgency of the team for 72 games, and we just let one slip. So,
and Kyle, last one from me. You guys have been really shooting well from three-point range. Didn't happen tonight for you guys. Was that kind of a talk in the locker room? Offense kind of fell apart, and the defense as well, as you've mentioned.
No, nobody's never really worried, honestly. You know, I don't want to downplay losses, but you know, everybody's has the same spirit they've had all year. Does suck to lose, but you know, it's not like we're dying in there.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Dave McMenamin, please.
Kyle, Frank said that he felt like you guys were hesitant in the second half, and that contributed to Golden State's comeback. What did you see? Do you think it's an accurate portrayal? And what was plaguing the offense in particular?
A few times the ball swung to a few guys and they didn't let it go. I would definitely say that. You know, that's pretty accurate. So, you know, we had a couple possessions, you know, a couple travels off of, you know, extra passes that, you know, could have shot prior, but yeah.
Dan Wojcicki.
Hey, Kyle. You guys, I think, only had four fast break points, and it wasn't like, you know, you're picking the ball out of the net all game. Why do you think you guys weren't able to get out and run as much as you'd want?
It's a good question. You know, it's rare that we have those type of games where we have 4 points, 4, 6, 8. Single-digit points in transition. I'm not really sure. not really sure at all. I think
I don't know, I haven't watched the film. I think one answer could be those guys just, you know, making an effort to get back from our transition. Didn't really feel like that in the game, but you know, the film never lies. We'll see.
Okay, let's go to Kyle Goon.
Hey, Kyle. You know, I know there's never a good time for a loss, but considering you guys are about to go on in the longest road trip of the year, you have Milwaukee on Thursday. Do you see how the timing, if you guys handle it right, could be constructive?
I'm sorry, you kind of cut out.
Yeah, just is it in one sense maybe a good time before you guys go on this long road trip against very competitive teams to have the opportunity to learn from a loss like this one?
We just got to have better sense of urgency. You know, I think that's just the biggest thing. You know, when we're on the court, we feel like we can beat anybody in this league. And, you know, we proved that last year. But at the same time, it's not last year, and we have to have a sense of urgency. You know, we got a bullseye on our back. Every game, everyone wants to win. You know, it's kind of everyone's Super Bowl to play against us. So, just having that better sense of urgency will help us a little more.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. By the way, I love his honesty on that. It's everybody's Super Bowl when you're playing the Los Angeles Lakers. It's true. You're the defending NBA champions. Of course, you got a bullseye on your back. A lot of teams are excited to play the Lakers, especially when they're, you know, obviously this good. At the same time, Kuzma talks about just not a sense of urgency. You know, LeBron has said this a few times, and I think this is kind of the mantra of this Lakers team. They don't get too high on wins. They don't get too low on losses. So one of the things that Kuzma mentioned is no one is worried. Nobody's going to be worried in the locker room, as nobody should be. They let one slip away. So that's probably the best way to describe it. Nothing that I'm going to say here, nothing that a Laker fan out there is going to say that I think that team doesn't already know. The Lakers are stacked. They got depth. They got superstars. They know how to win games, and they are no question about the favorites to win back-to-back championships. But they didn't have a good second half, and that second half against a team just came at a really, really bad time where you give up 67 points and Warriors find a way to win. Next up for the Lakers, by the way, the Milwaukee Bucks. So we got some good games coming up for the Lakers. We're going to learn a lot more about this Lakers team as well. 115 to 113, the final score. Coming up next, LeBron James will talk about this Lakers loss. I'll be very curious to get his thoughts, and then also we'll start looking forward to the Lakers-Bucks coming up on Thursday. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show, the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lakers got another shot to start a new winning streak this upcoming Thursday against the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. It's the start of a 7-game road trip. Lakers lose to the Warriors, 115 to 113, the final score. LBJ, 19 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds. Did have 5 turnovers, 6 of 16 from the field, 2 of 7 from the 3-point line. Let's hear from LeBron on his, not just his performance, but the Lakers' performance as a team.
Hey, LeBron, we haven't seen you guys get outscored in a fourth quarter like that in a while. What did you see as the breakdowns, and did they have anything to do with the way the game had evolved to that point?
I think we had some tough breaks, some tough calls against us in the second half that kind of slowed our pace down. It just slowed everything down. We couldn't get back into a rhythm after the game was slowed down a little bit, and they did a great job of countering that, so. Something we can learn from, and it's always great to have games like that.
Yeah, what's the balance between frustration at a loss that you feel like you should have had, and then also kind of acknowledgement of the bigger picture for you?
Well, I mean, obviously you're frustrated anytime you lose, especially when you know you could have played better, and we know we could play much better. So you learn from all of that, and apply it to the next game.
Bill?
Hey, LeBron, you had a couple of travels in the fourth quarter, specifically that first one, I think, after you just want to talk us through those then?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I seen him on replays, and you know, it's the move I've been making pretty much my whole career. And if that's the call that's going to be called travel, then I would like to see it across the whole board, you know, every game and it consistent like that. I mean, it's so funny because the very next play, you know, Draymond gets into the lane and slides his foot, and it's not called. And the same official who called me for the travel is right there on the play and told me he didn't travel. So that's definitely, you know, something that I got to be more, you know, leery about, but I have not been called for travels like that in my career.
Kyle?
Hey, LeBron. As a team, I think you guys only had four fast break points on that last possession before the timeout. It looked like you might have a transition opportunity. Do you guys feel like you were attacked enough in transition on offense tonight?
I think at times, including myself, we settled for the perimeter shot in transition instead of attacking to the rim. But, you know, we've been pretty good at that all year. And, you know, some games you're going to have, you know, we would love to be in transition more, but you got to get stops, one, to be in transition. And in the fourth quarter, you know, they did a good job of not allowing us to get too many stops.
Okay.
LeBron Kyle Kuzma said that it's 72-game season, and maybe it's going to be hard to keep the urgency up. Is there some human nature complacency going on here that could have been part of the recipe tonight?
No.
Dan?
LeBron, you guys probably won't play very many games this season where you and AD combined to score, I think, 36 points or something like that offensively. Why was it so disjointed, do you think, for the two guys offensively tonight?
I mean, both of us was just a little bit out of rhythm, you know, and, you know, and I think, you know, we're going to have games like that this year where we're out of rhythm. The best thing about our team is we had guys that picked us up. You know, Dennis was great. Trez again coming off the bench was great. Kuz, you know, got hot for us a little bit in that third, made some shots for us. So, you know, in times where we both are just a little bit out of rhythm, we have the ability to have our teammates that picked us up and still give us a chance to win, which we had tonight.
Last three, Melissa.
Hey, LeBron. We're approaching the one-year anniversary of Kobe's death, and you obviously have done so much to honor him, including winning a title in his honor. I'm curious, when you think back to the events of that day, how do you process the emotions of it and just sort of the emotions of the year that followed afterwards?
Try not to take my place, take myself back to that position or that place or that time frame. Obviously, he's looking down on us, you know, along with Gigi, and just proud of what we're trying to do here as an organization. And hopefully we continue to make him proud as well and make her proud to wear the purple and the gold every night. So I don't want to live in the past. I definitely don't want to live out that day again. So, you know, it's about always continue to move forward and continue to live on his legacy.
Last two, Mark Medina.
Hey, LeBron, in a two-part here in lieu of Martin Luther King Day, you had shared in the bubble that you were reading the autobiography of Malcolm X. So I was wondering, is there a book about Martin Luther King or one of his speeches that really resonates with you? And what do you draw from how both Martin Luther King and Malcolm X brought about change on the
social justice? I've never read an autobiography of Martin Luther King. You know, obviously I grew up in school, you get taught a little bit about them, you know, especially during Black History Month, things of that nature. But as I continue to grow and continue to come into myself, you just read a lot of his teachings, a lot of his speeches, a lot of his forecomings and things that he believed in and things that he preached that would be better for the change of America and change for the better people. So, you know, when you just look at some of his most famous quotes and things that he was able to say to the people and believe in, it's things that we're going through right now. It's things that if we apply, then it will make our society a lot better. He was a man of the people, and he had a lot of power, and that's why he was ultimately gunned down, unfortunately, because of the power and the power that he had for the people. People resonated with him. People believed in him. People wanted to walk with him and talk with him and be with him. You just live on. His legacy. along with Malcolm X, continue to live on about what they preached and what they believed in.
All right, that's LeBron James right there hitting a number of topics, as he always does in the post-game show. I do want to also hear from Anthony Davis here, AD on the night, get his thoughts on the Lakers' two-point loss to the Warriors. 17 points, 17 rebounds for AD, plus 7 assists. Here's AD on the Lakers' loss.
Hey, AD, since you got here, fourth quarters have typically been a strong point. I just wondered if tonight's was in its own right, kind of its own occasion, or if it was something that was building throughout the double-digit leads and such that you saw throughout the game.
They were making tough shots. You know, we stopped playing defense. We had a lot of turnovers late that we could have avoided. Other teams did the same thing to the Clippers. You know, down 22, come back, win. Our defense was really good to start the game, you know, even in the first half. I think we gave him a 33-point third quarter to come out of halftime. Defense just wasn't there. And then, they made some tough shots late in the fourth. But it was all, you know, controllable. You know, it wasn't nothing that they really did. You know, we just – our rotation was bad. Getting backdoored, wide-open shots from the perimeter. Wasn't getting back in transition. Wasn't talking and matching up. So – every time we did that, it seemed like they made us back.
And down the stretch, what would you have liked to have seen on the offensive end of the floor in terms of maybe settling less for jump shots and attacking more? And how did that play out as the quarter went on? It seemed like it built on itself.
Like you see us make some shots. We passed on a couple of shots. McKinney hit a three on a wing, I think in the corner. They passed on. I had a shot at the top of the key, mid-range that I missed. But I feel like we played into the clock a lot. We didn't run a lot. We didn't get a chance to run in that fourth quarter because we wasn't getting stops. And we missed free throws down the stretch. So, like I said, that's a team who's got enough power to score and to win basketball games, but we have to do a better job on both ends.
Dan? Eddie, there are nights where teams lose and the other team plays better and you just kind of move on. How does this team handle a loss where you walk off the court and you feel like this one's on us? How does this team kind of process those kinds of losses?
We know we're a good team. We know teams are going to come out and play their best against us. But the way we lost, we don't like. Obviously, we got to look back at the film and see what we can be better. But we've always bounced back. We don't like losing two in a row. And so our next game, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to win that game. Nobody in the locker room likes to lose. It's a tough one. It's one that we for sure should have won. So this one hurts a little bit more, but we'll watch the film, you know, when we get back together and try to figure out how to get better and get ready for Milwaukee.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there, kind of breaking down. By the way, each one of these Lakers, whether it was LeBron, whether it was Kuzma, whatever the case is, everybody obviously honest about this Lakers loss. 115-113, the final score. We'll start turning the page. The world is not going to end. The Lakers, their 11-4 record, still the best record in the NBA. Best record by a half game. Clippers are 10-4. Lakers are 11-4. Who knows? Maybe this will be the year the Lakers face the Los Angeles Clippers in the playoffs. But those two teams with the best record in the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks, who the Lakers have, like Anthony Davis just mentioned right there, coming up this Thursday. They lost to Brooklyn earlier today by 2. So they're 9-5. They have the second best record in the Eastern Conference. You virtually have two of the top teams in the NBA that will clash on Thursday. So that's going to be a great test for the Lakers. I'm really, really looking forward to this road trip. It's a 7-game road trip, and you got competition in the Eastern Conference. I know Brooklyn's not a part of this road trip, but the Philadelphia 76ers, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Boston Celtics are all three teams that could come out of the East, and that's going to be some of the competition that you're facing. Okay, next broadcast Thursday, Like I mentioned, in Milwaukee, pregame coverage will start at 3 p.m. Tip-off will be at 4:30. Quick reminder, Lakers talk tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So if you could tune in, please make sure to do so. We appreciate you guys being a part of the broadcast. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.